What is up, Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults? Pastor Lucas here, coming at you with another podcast mini. We are excited to be able to bring these to you. And I wanted to talk about something kind of interesting today. I want to give you a little background story of two, because last week I was introduced to this this streamer. His name is Sketch, and maybe you guys know him, maybe you don't, but he kind of went viral recently. He would stream his video games. He'd play this Madden video game, and he'd be streaming the video game, and he started coming out with all these really funny little quirky sayings after like big plays, like a special teams play, and he kind of got famous for saying the word, "Hey, brother." And it kind of caught on. A lot of the kids love to quote Sketch and have fun with all that. And so I didn't know who he was, but I did hear a lot of people like quoting things, and it seemed like I was curious, like, who are you guys quoting? Who are you guys talking about? And so they started showing me these videos of this guy Sketch, and he's really funny. He's really hilarious. And I didn't know anything about him, but I just saw him, you know, doing a streaming thing, and I thought some of the stuff he was doing was actually really funny, really catchy. And I would kind of had other observations about him too, like because he doesn't like appear to be like the coolest kid in the world, but I noticed that he wasn't afraid to like let his personality shine out. And I would honestly think most people are kind of laughing at him rather than laughing with him. Like, he's not a guy telling jokes while he's playing video games and people are laughing with him or at his jokes. No, I think most people are kind of laughing at him. And so he like puts himself out there. He's not afraid to like let his personality shine forth. He's kind of taking a big risk, if you ask me, streaming to a live audience, and then the videos stay up for all the world to see. It starts to get millions of views. I would say most people are kind of laughing at him, but he's getting popular. He's gaining popularity. He's starting to go viral. I mean, I heard about him for the first time just last week. Somebody starts showing me his videos. I'm more like laughing at him rather than laughing with him, because the stuff he's doing is like kind of like awkward and odd and peculiar. And he's got these really like odd little sayings. And it kind of took off. And then today, as a matter of fact, like today, I saw he went on a podcast with Theo Von, I do believe. And, Theo Von is somebody who is kind of interested in Christianity. He's really interested in the things of the Lord. He's curious about people's faith journeys, and he likes to talk about his own faith journey too. And the conversation that he's having with Sketch turns towards like his success and his career, and Sketch kind of like changes, like the atmosphere in the room changes during this podcast with Theo Von, and Sketch says, "Listen, everything changed for me when I began to pray." And now I'm curious. Okay. Now, I didn't know, like, didn't appear to me that like Sketch like was a Christian or had prayed ever before. I mean, none of this had even like crossed my mind about this guy. And he says, "Listen, everything changed for me when I prayed." And so Theo Von's like, "Really? You pray?" He goes, "Yeah, I pray." "Hey, well, what did you pray? You know, what was your prayer?" And so he told Theo Von, "My prayer was, Lord, I really want my world to get bigger. I'm tired of like, you know, having this isolated life. I want to be able to meet new people, travel the world, and have a bigger influence on this world." And he says very quickly after he prayed that prayer, he immediately felt like the Lord started answering that prayer. And without a doubt, I mean, I know who he is. You probably know who he is. And then Theo Von says something, and he says, "You know, everybody's searching for the Lord like he's lost, but he ain't lost." And I was like, oh my gosh, that's gold. Theo Von just like dropped a piece of gold. You know, it's funny because are you searching for the Lord? He ain't lost. I've lost things. Have you lost something before? You ever lost your keys, wallet? I went on vacation just in the early fall of this year. Yeah, no, last year, I can't remember. Anyway, I went on vacation. I'm down in Arkansas. I'm at this big roller coaster park, and it's called Silver Dollar City down in Arkansas. And we're going on roller coasters, and we're going on bumper cars, and we're having fun. And it's lunchtime, and so I go to this, like, you know, this big place to buy like brisket and burgers and like hot dogs and sausages and all this stuff. And I get all my food, and I get in line, and guess what happens? I go to open my wallet, and my debit card is gone. I'm like, where's my debit card? I have everything else in my wallet except my debit card. And I look at my wife and I'm like, Jen, do you have my debit card? And she like looks in her stuff and thinks a little bit. She's like, no, I don't have your card. I'm like, where is my debit card? So like, it's one of those things where I lose something. And now the whole vacation, I'm like obsessed with trying to find my debit card. So like, you know, every pants pocket I had wore or a pair of shorts I had worn, I'm digging in the pockets. I'm looking in every little like pocket of like every suitcase and bag and backpack I brought. I'm looking everywhere I possibly can think of, and that thing is lost. That thing is gone. As a matter of fact, I'm giving an update on my debit card. I never found it, okay? I had to call the bank and cancel it. I had to order a new one. I never found this thing, but I hunted for this thing high and low, and guess what? It's lost. And you know what? Jesus is not lost. I mean, think about that. We talk about, like, as pastors, I think I've even preached it before. Search for Jesus because he can be found. But I don't think search is really the right word. Stop. Stop where you're at right now. Look over your shoulder. Jesus is right there. There's no reason to search. He's right there. It's when you stop, you pray, he hears you. When you stop, you open your Bible to read it, he's present. When you stop to just acknowledge him, he's there. He's in the room. He's not lost. You know who's lost? We get lost. We lose our way. You know, the thing about it is like, we think we're the master. We think we're in charge. We think we're the king of the castle. We think we are the leader of our life. But the truth is that we are not the leader. We are not the king. We are not the master. We are lost. Jesus is constantly searching for us, is more like it. He found us. He searched for us. He created us. He's following. He's making sure. He's like, this little guy's getting lost again. I wish he would just stop, turn around. I'm right here, you know? Oh, man. But we tend to think like we've got to stop and search for Jesus when we never have to do that. He is so close to us. Do you have to stop sometimes and quiet your soul to know that Jesus is present? I heard this preacher talk one time. He says, There's all these new ways to like get into your devotional time now. Technology has created so many unique ways to connect with God. You've got like iPads, iPhones, computers, you know, worship on Spotify. Sometimes I open up my Bible app and I like to hit play and let it read to me. And I mean, like, seriously, there's so many different ways to connect with the Lord, but there is one way that still rings the best, and it's still the best, and that's to quiet yourself and just stop and listen to God. The old school way is still the best. So before today's done, before the week is over, take time to stop, pray. Realize that Jesus is standing right there over your shoulder. Acknowledge him. He's there. Welcome him. Say you're sorry because you didn't stop. You haven't stopped in a while. And just say, oh, Lord, I'm going to spend a little time with you today, Jesus. Right now, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to spend some time with you. You know, sing a worship song. Pray a prayer from the depths of your heart. Something, pray a prayer from, don't pray a shallow prayer. Oh Lord, bless my day. Give me a good day. Amen. No. There's more going on inside of you than that, I promise. I know there's more going on inside of you than that, right? No, you've got some serious things going on. Stop. Tell Jesus about him. Give it over to him. Put it on him. Give him all that. And then begin to just thank him for always being there. He's not lost. You don't have to search for him. He's not lost. Isn't that good? It's been great to be with you today, Podians. Hey, we do our mailbag podcast once a month, which is coming up. If you've got questions, please email them to me, lucas@ignited.org. Email them to aaron@ignited.org. Or you can comment your questions on our YouTube channel under the videos. You can find the most recent video. You can find us on YouTube at CYNYA. It's been great to be with you today, Podians. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye.